There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk some recruiting. I'm sure that Beaver fan's going to be happy about this segment. Joining us now.
Hey, they got a commit yesterday.
They did. Andrew Nimmick. He's not the commit. He's joining us now. They did get a commit yesterday.
Well, you know, look, Nimmick is also going through it. I said on Monday, I went through a little bit of sports hell this weekend. Nimmick is a passionately diehard Niner fan, so
yes,
he's kind of going through this a little bit, too.
It's been a rough couple of weeks for Niner fans. At Andrew Nimmick on Twitter, director recruiting high school on SI, and he's the host of Recruiting with Andrew Nimmick every Thursday, right here on The Fan, 7 to 8 p.m., unless there's a Seahawks game. And Nimmick joining us now. Good morning, Nimmick. What has been the boost recruiting for Oregon since beating Ohio State? Because I feel like I've seen nothing but good news ever since then.
Now, first of all, what the hell kind of an introduction is that? Here's Nimmick. We're making him get up. It's early. Hey, his Niners are all banged up and losing.
Hey, did you see that good news on Brandon Ayuk? Hey, things are going great.
Nothing on, what's your favorite breakfast spot? Or, Nimmick, what's your best or worst call on the recruiting trail? No, his Niners are screwed. And with that, hey, Nimmick. Cool, guys.
Well, frankly, Nimmick, I'm a little upset with you because you tagged me in a tweet yesterday. Now my mentions are a cesspool of, like, random Miami fans telling me that Oregon won't win a national championship. And Ohio State fans, I'm getting all these tweets now, man. You've jumbled up my mentions.
Oh, did you get a small taste of my entire life?
It seems like it's fun day in and day out.
Kill me. Things are going swimmingly for the Ducks since their win over Ohio State. On the field, off the field, things are going very, very well. They are obviously number one in the polls. They also are number one early in 2026, in the 2026 recruiting cycle. And I don't think people realize how big a deal that is. I know it's very, very early, and that's important. Also, just generally speaking, the West Coast is almost always way behind the SEC, the ACC, and the Big Ten in terms of a look ahead to the year before. It's often the case that you will have four, five, six SEC programs with double-digit commitments before the first Pac-12, old-school Pac-12 program has even five, any of them. So they often are close to done. You'll have Georgia with 15, 16 commitments the year before, and the top program in the entire old Pac-12 footprint still has three or four. So for Oregon to be that far ahead of the curve is also that far ahead of where the West Coast traditionally is in recruiting. They have the number one class in 2026. They are the current leader for Jared Curtis, who just decommitted from Georgia. He's the number one quarterback in the class of 2026. And Steve Wiltfong of On3 just put in a prediction that they'll land Zion Ealy, the number one edge rusher in the nation and the number one overall prospect in the nation in 2026. So they're number one in 2026. And they're the leader for number one and number three overall, still to come potentially in just the next few weeks. So things are going very, very well in Eugene.
So to kind of play off of what we talked about earlier that you were referencing, what for Andrew Nimmick is the number one go-to meal at a breakfast restaurant? And, like, who would Dan Lanning be if he was a breakfast meal?
Dan Lanning is kind of the bacon and the coffee right now, right? I mean, he's the thing that kickstarts you, and then he's the go-to treat for Oregon fan, I think, right now. That dude's doing a little of everything. Recruiting, that onside kick, I know, I'm sure on sports radio it was talked about a lot. That was gutty. You go back to last year, and he made some calls, some gutsy calls against Washington, and there are a lot of young coaches who would have said, okay, I can't do that anymore. I can't be the risk taker guy in big games because it'll come back on me. That onside kick was a sign that he just is who he is. He believes in what he's doing. Again, he's the bacon. He's the stable force that everybody wants in their meal. I imagine Alabama fans really, really wish they got the coach that was 0-2 last year in the matchup between Oregon and Washington rather than the coach that was 2-0.
See, in my head, I think bacon and coffee is a good one. I'm going to pull a question up. Is Dan Lanning the bacon and coffee of college football? I kind of had him pegged more as like a chicken fried steak thing. Like, that's kind of how I view Dan Lanning in my head.
Man, that's an option that is good and savory, but you're going to get a whole lot of folks. I imagine, especially in the Portland area where we do a lot of like smoothies and stuff, there are folks who are just so out on a chicken fried steak.
Really?
I think you're either in or out on chicken fried steak.
That's another good poll.
I think Nimick's right on that.
Are you in or are you out on chicken fried steak as a breakfast option? I guess I'm surprised by that. I love some chicken fried steak.
It's like the presidential candidates. You know how you feel. It's one way or the other.
There's
no middle ground here. There are no undecided chicken fried steak voters. It's one way or the other.
I like chicken fried steak. Sure. Don't get me wrong. But I'll never get a chicken fried steak for breakfast, ever.
Really?
I'm 38 now, man. I feel like crap all day if I eat fried food to start my day. I'm lucky if I can have two pieces of bacon and not feel just awful for the whole day.
So you're a granola guy.
I'm kind of granola-y. I am what you're accused of, Sprague. Let's just put it that way.
He's a soy boy.
Look at that. I mean, the hair kind of gives it away, but, you know, I'm with Nimick on the chicken fried steak. It's a good analogy and also a very filling breakfast at this point.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oregon State got a commit yesterday. Look, it's a lot of doom and gloom. They've lost back-to-back games. Nobody in the fan base is feeling good, accepting their new reality. How bad has the recruiting been, and what was the boost of getting a commit yesterday?
Man, you're setting the table for me to just make Oregon State fans so happy.
Yes.
How bad has it been? It's like, oh boy.
I'm trying to shift the blame to somebody else. They're mad at me right now. I'm trying to put them on somebody else.
I get it. They're 75th, 76th nationally in recruiting. That's a little down from where they've been. I like to see them kind of flirt with the top 50. That's kind of always been where I've put the marker. If they're like 53rd, 54, going into November, you go, okay, top 50 class, that's about where they should be. They have one, and this is where you're a little concerned. They have one commitment in the top 1,000 recruits in the country right now. That's that dog don't hunt. I mean, you can't recruit at that poor a level. They have slid in seamlessly into the Mountain West in terms of the way they recruit. They're behind UNLV and Boise State already in terms of recruiting. Boise State, you'd probably expect, just because Boise State has been a national power, flirted with national relevancy pretty consistently, obviously, for the last 15, 20 years. The one that concerns me is UNLV. Not only is UNLV, and they're having a great year right now, but UNLV has flirted with just being competent in the last 10 years. You would think that Oregon State, with their tradition in the Pac-12, would have a traditional leg up over a lot of these Mountain West programs that they're recruiting against, and they're just not. They don't have a single player rated in the top 50 at their position nationally. That's concerning. Not a top 50, offensive guard, not a top 50 linebacker, not a top 50 safety, nothing. That's concerning. I love the quarterbacks they've got coming in. Deegan Rose is a year away. He's a 2026 recruit. I think he ends up being a top 200 kid. I think he's really, really good. I think they got ahead of that, kind of like Aiden Childs, and I know Aiden Childs is having his ups and downs right now, but he's also young and probably going to be quite good for Michigan State before it's all said and done. I think Deegan Rose is going to have a similar trajectory. He's got an aunt and uncle that live in or very near Corvallis, so I think he's pretty locked in. They kind of have to almost wait for him to get to campus because I do think he's very, very special. Tristan Tias, the quarterback they picked up yesterday, he is about as hot as any quarterback on the West Coast not named Jaren Sagapotule.
It's early.
I had it.
Can you pull that, please, Swag?
That needs to be a drop. That was phenomenal.
Jaren Sagapotule. I got it.
There you go. Well done.
Yeah, thank you. Picked up an offer from Oregon and Georgia, but Tristan Tia, the quarterback that Oregon State just picked up, just got an offer from Utah, Appalachian State. He's pretty hot on the recruiting trail, and for them to bring him in is exciting. Of the free agents, I call them, of the quarterback class on the West Coast still, he was one of the better ones. So that was a really nice get. He immediately slides into the number three recruit in their class. I think he's actually number one by a good distance, by probably 200 spots. I think he's more of a top 500 kid, even though he comes in outside the top 1,000 right now.
Last one for you. We talked earlier, what are you most like your mom or dad? What's something as an adult that now you've realized, oh my God, I've become my parent, the way that insurance commercial is? What is it that Andrew Nemec has become either his mom or his dad in?
Anxiety. My mom has anxiety, and I am an anxiety-driven human. I'm very type A about everything. Like, I don't like having any credit card debt at all. Like, if we pay for groceries with a credit card, it's like, let's go home and pay it immediately. Like, I can't have any of that going on. If I've got a project that needs to get done, it has to get done as soon as possible, or else I can't sleep. My anxiety's bad, guys. Thanks for this interview, by the way.
Yeah, I have you going home after using your credit card and putting these glasses that just sit at the edge of your nose, looking
the tiny
at
little half moon glasses,
trying to figure out how to pay off your credit card
move the money from this account to this account. We're gonna pay this. We're gonna figure this thing out. Well,
it's
is a therapy
weird that
Tuesday.
You've got the camera in my house. Yeah. I don't appreciate it at all. I mean,
Sprague's known as a creeper on this show, so it kind of fits. The stereotypes are coming full circle right now.
Give me your address. I'm gonna look up what your house looks like.
He's looking you up. He's seeing how much you paid, all that stuff. Andrew Nemec, you can hear him every Thursday right here on The Fan, 7 to 8 p.m., the host of Recruiting with Andrew Nemec. He's our recruiting insider. He's
SB
the director
Live,
of recruiting. He's everywhere, and we enjoy the time. Happy Therapy Tuesday to you, Nemec, and hopefully we can catch up again soon.
All right, thanks.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly. out. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.